Primrose Matamba Nadzo is the program coordinator for Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. Their long-term vision is to end violations of the right to health. But as Primrose describes, members of the medical profession are reluctant to address human rights abuses.
They want to just practice medicine. And so trying to say, hey, why don't we speak out about this? What if you document something? We speak about it, you know, and they just want, I just want to treat the patient. Isn't that enough? They don't, by nature, want to be advocates and to speak out, and so getting them to do that has been a big challenge.
Primrose shared her thoughts about why political violence is prevalent in Zimbabwean communities.
If you let it happen quietly, if you don't stand up against it, then it continues to happen. If someone can continue to get away with something, they will continue to do it.
Primrose wants health and human rights prioritized instead of MPs wasting time and energy squabbling over cars.
I do feel like a whole lot is said and very little done. So, for instance, if we look at cholera, and the Ministry of Health knows, they've said in statements, yeah, we know that water hasn't been sorted out and sanitation hasn't been sorted out. Well, then stop fighting about MPs' cars and say, let's put every penny into making sure there's sanitation, we fix the sewer pipes, or making sure that there's safe water for everyone.
She also talks about ZANU-PF's denial that abuses have taken place in Zimbabwe. Primrose suggests that national healing cannot be given a time frame of 3 days.
One of the things that really is important is the truth. There's so much denial about what has happened over the last decade by the government. And so people want to have that acknowledgement of exactly what happened. But there does need to be some redress. You don't just slap 3 days on a calendar and say, now the nation shall begin healing. It's a massive and it's an intensive exercise that really should be driven by the people who are most affected. A lot of people you speak to also, they want some justice. Or if there's going to be forgiveness, they want people to be able to acknowledge what happened. What did you do to my sister? Where is she? Where's her body?
To find out more about this week's hero, visit the INZWA page at www.kubatna.net or email us on active@kubatna.net. I'm Upenyu. Thank you for listening.